FM. Dunhuang. Situated along the ancient Silk Road, where fine arts and divine beliefs merged with the natural world. It's where the East and West interacted, and where the world's largest Buddhist art gallery still fascinates and amazes people today. A place where stories of life and death, love and hatred, passion and desire, faith and sacrifice have been generated and told for 2,000 years. Buckle up for our podcast, Why We Love Dunhuang, the one and only podcast that can take you to the fantasy world of Dunhuang and beyond through our audio tour. Listen and subscribe for free on major podcast platforms. Why We Love Dunhuang? You will have your answers.
鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们将会听到英国作家乔治·艾略特的一句话，美国著名诗人埃兹拉·庞德的一首诗歌 A Girl 少女，以及由美国作家洛根·皮尔索斯·史密斯所写的一篇散文 The Rose 玫瑰。好，下面让我们先来听今天的 Daily Quote。
More to Read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
Miss Brooke had that kind of beauty which seems to be thrown into relief by poor dress. George Eliot。
布鲁克小姐的姿色在素淡的衣衫衬托下反而显得格外动人。乔治·艾略特。我们刚才听到的这句话是英国作家乔治·艾略特创作的长篇小说《米德尔马契》开篇的一句话。乔治·艾略特是英国著名作家，原名玛丽·安·伊万斯。1819年他出生在华威郡一个中产阶级商人家庭，是19世纪英语文学最有影响力的小说家之一，与萨克雷、狄更斯、勃朗特姐妹齐名。长篇小说《米德尔马契》首次出版于1872年，该书有两条贯穿其中的主线，一为少女多罗西亚的婚姻悲剧与理想的破灭，一为青年医生利德盖特爱情与事业的双重挫折与失败。在这两大主线之中，作者运用了对比、平行以及重复等多种描写手法，从而将两条主线交织在一起，把书中的众多人物如费瑟斯通、波尔斯特罗德、高斯一家等男女主人公悲欢离合的人生写进小说，突出了社会挫败人这一大主题。米德尔马契的情节结构安排得错综复杂，在女主人公多罗西亚结婚前，小说呈现在读者面前的是未来的美好前景，而婚后又转折为夫妻的隔阂和猜忌，围绕他们的生活又穿插了利德盖特和罗莎蒙德的矛盾和小说中其他人物的悲欢离合，各种人物、事件和关系被作家安排在特定的舞台上进行表演。这部小说通过作家在细节上的精心设计，最后将小说高潮推到全书的结尾，使故事中相关人物和事件巧妙地联系起来，个性分明的人物跃然纸上。从外部的观察到内心的醒视，独见作者深厚的人物刻画功力。
Miss Brooke had that kind of beauty which seems to be thrown into relief by poor dress. George Eliot.
布鲁克小姐的姿色 在素淡的衣衫衬托下反而显得格外动人。乔治·艾略特。您正在收听的是轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 下面让我们一起走进诗歌的世界。
More to Read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味
Poem of the Day。A girl, Ezra Pound。The tree has entered my hands. The sap has ascended my arms. The tree has grown in my breast. Downward, the branches grow out of me like arms. Tree, you are. Moss, you are. You are violets with wind above them.A child, so high you are. And all this is folly to the world.
少女，艾兹拉·庞德。树长进我的手心，树叶升上我的手臂，树在我的前胸朝下长，树枝像手臂从我身上长出。你是树，你是青苔，你是清风吹拂的紫罗兰，你是个孩子，这么高。这一切世人都看作愚行。
刚刚听到的诗歌出自美国诗人艾兹拉·庞德，诗歌的题目是 A Girl， 少女，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人阿丽为您朗诵，由赵义恒翻译。这首诗歌是记录在庞德赠给意象派女诗人希尔达·杜利托尔的笔记本上，是他们之间感情交流的记录。希尔达·杜利托尔在柏林求学期间与庞德和威廉斯交往甚密，但是后来他在欧洲旅游并定居在那里。1913年与意象派诗人理查德·阿尔丁顿结婚。庞德与希尔达·杜利托尔曾经相恋，而婚事并没有成功。那么我们今天读到的《少女》这首诗可以说是他们青春爱情生活的艺术记录。诗中的树不同于现实生活中的树，它是诗人所恋爱的少女的形象与生活中的树的形象的复合，也是感情与理智的复合。整首诗洋溢着赤诚、真挚、纯洁和健康的感情，而尾句对全诗则起着画龙点睛的作用。前几行诗句把恋爱对象转化为意象树还不十分鲜明，读者还不能体验出树所蕴含着的感情与理智的力量。只有经过尾句的补充，这一切世人都看作愚行，才使读者理解出这淳朴健美的树是世人没有发现的美神和诗神，所以世人才把诗人对树的爱慕视为愚行。值得一提的是，希尔达·杜利托尔是第一个从美国文学艺术学院获得诗歌牢记勋章的女诗人，她终于成为了文坛上的参天大树。
A girl, Ezra Pound. The tree has entered my hands. The sap has ascended my arms. The tree has grown in my breast. Downward, the branches grow out of me like arms. Tree, you are. Moss, you are.You are violets with wind above them. A child so high you are. And all this is folly to the world.
少女，艾兹拉·庞德。树长进我的手心，树叶升上我的手臂，树在我的前胸朝下长，树枝像手臂从我身上长出。你是树，你是青苔，你是清风吹拂的紫罗兰，你是个孩子，这么高。这一切世人都看作愚行。就像睡醒了似的，鸟飞了，就像在天上逛似的，虫子叫了，就像虫子在说话似的，一切都活了，要做什么就做什么，要怎么样就怎么样，都是自由的。我是轻松调频主持人莫涵，和轻松调频一起在生活中感受阅读之美。
Easy FM。We are the difference. More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
欢迎继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to read. 我是沈听。下面让我们一起来感受 Beauty of words. 洛根·皮尔索尔·史密斯1865年出生于美国费城，1946年去世。其大半生在英国度过，主要致力于英国语言的研究。其主要作品有《亨利·沃顿爵士传记》《读莎士比亚》《米尔顿和他的现代评论家》《难忘的年代》等。我们接下来要读到的由洛根·皮尔索斯·史密斯所写的文章《The Rose》《玫瑰》，是一篇围绕着玫瑰展开的触动人心的爱情故事。让我们一起来读一下这篇文章的中英文版本。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人念希为您朗读。The Rose by Logan Pearsall Smith.
玫瑰，洛根·皮尔索斯·史密斯。
The old lady had always been proud of the great rose tree in her garden, and was fond of telling how it had grown from a cutting she had brought years before from Italy, when she was first married.
这位老太太总以她花园中那棵巨大的玫瑰树为荣，她会津津有味地告诉你，她头一次结婚时，从意大利带回来的一根枝条，是怎么样长成参天大树的。
She and her husband had been traveling back in their carriage from Rome. It was before the time of railways. And on a bad piece of road south of Siena, they had broken down and had been forced to pass the night in a little house by the roadside. The accommodation was wretched, of course. She had spent a sleepless night and, rising early, had stood wrapped up at her window with the cool air blowing on her face to watch the dawn.
回想当年她和丈夫乘马车从罗马归来，那是还未通铁路，途经锡耶纳南部的一段路时，道路很难走，以至于马车都坏了。没有办法，他们只好就宿于路边的一间小店。住宿条件的恶劣致使她彻夜难眠，很早就起身穿好衣服，站在窗前等待黎明。凉风不时从窗外袭来。
She could still, after all these years, remember the blue mountains with the bright moon above them, and how a far-off town on one of the peaks had gradually grown whiter and whiter. Till the moon faded, the mountains were touched with the pink of the rising sun, and suddenly the town was lit as by an illumination, one window after another, catching and reflecting the sun's beam, till at last the whole little city twinkled and sparkled up in the sky like a nest of stars.
时隔多年，他依然记得一轮明月挂在那蓝色的群山上，远山上的小城一点一点地变白，直到月亮渐渐落下，初升的太阳为群山抹上一层淡淡的粉色。突然之间，一束光辉照亮小城，小城扇扇窗户亮了起来，反射出耀眼的光芒。最后，小城如满天繁星般在蓝天下熠熠生光。
That morning, finding they would have to wait while their carriage was being repaired, they had driven in a local conveyance up to the city on the mountain, where they had been told they would find better quarters. And there they had stayed 2 or 3 days. It was one of the miniature Italian cities, with a high church, a pretentious piazza, a few narrow streets, and little palaces.Perched, all compact and complete, on the top of a mountain, within an enclosure of walls hardly larger than an English kitchen garden. But it was full of life and noise, echoing all day and all night with the sounds of feet and voices.
那天上午，得知必须等一段时间马车才能修好，他们便乘当地的交通车上了那个山顶小城，听说在那儿可以找到比较好一些的住处。之后，他们在山上逗留了两三天。那是个意大利小城，有一个高高的教堂，一个虚华的市场，一些窄窄的街道，几座小小的宫殿，周密而完美地立于山顶。被城墙围着的城区并不比英国人的菜园子大多少，但这里生机勃勃，喧闹嘈杂，昼夜回荡着脚步声和话语声。
The cafe of the simple inn where they stayed was the meeting place of the notabilities of the little city, the sindaco, the avvocato, the doctor, and a few others. And among them, they noticed a beautiful, slim, talkative old man, with bright black eyes and snow-white hair.Tall and straight and still with the figure of a youth, although the waiter told them with pride that the Conti was molto vecchio, would in fact be 80 in the following year. He was the last of his family, the waiter added. They had once been great and rich people, but he had no descendants. In fact, the waiter mentioned with complacency, as if it were a story on which the locality prided itself,that the Conti had been unfortunate in love and had never married.
他们住在当地一个名流云集的小酒店里，有市长、律师、医生，还有其他几个人。在他们当中，一位英俊、高个儿而又健谈的老人引起他们的注意。他乌黑的眼睛，雪白的头发，腰板挺直，像年轻人一样。但是酒店的侍者却自豪地告诉他们，实际上这位伯爵已届高龄，明年是他80寿辰。侍者还说道，伯爵是这个家族的最后一员，曾是豪门大户，但一生无子嗣。事实上，这个侍者还甚是得意地说，伯爵情场失意，终生未娶，似乎是一件本地值得炫耀的事情。
The old gentleman, however, seemed cheerful enough, and it was plain that he took an interest in the strangers, and wished to make their acquaintance. This was soon effected by the friendly waiter. And after a little talk, the old man invited them to visit his villa and garden, which were just outside the walls of the town. So the next afternoon...When the sun began to descend, and they saw in glimpses through doorways and windows, blue shadows beginning to spread over the brown mountains, they went to pay their visit.
不过幸好，这位老先生看起来活得还挺开心。 显然对陌生人很感兴趣，愿意与之结交。很快，这位好心的侍者促成了他们彼此之间的交往。刚聊一会儿，老人就邀请他们参观他郊外的别墅和花园。因此，第二天下午，日落之时，当他们从门口和窗口瞥见蓝色的阴影覆盖了褐色的山峦时，就动身去造访这位老伯爵了。
It was not much of a place. A small, modernized stucco villa with a hot, pebbly garden. And in it, a stone basin with torpid goldfish and a statue of Diana and her hounds against the wall. But what gave a glory to it was a gigantic rose tree which clambered over the house.Almost smothering the windows and filling the air with the perfume of its sweetness. Yes, it was a fine rose. The Conti said proudly when they praised it, and he would tell the Signora about it. And as they sat there, drinking the wine he offered them, he alluded with the cheerful indifference of old age to his love affair, as though he took for granted that they had heard of it already.
其实别墅比较一般，只是一座拉毛粉式的现代小别墅，铺有石头的花园里有些热，十分钟的鱼儿无精打采，迪安娜和猎犬的雕像倚墙而立。然而，一棵巨大的玫瑰树为这个花园增色不少，它高过屋顶，几乎遮住了窗户，散发出诱人的花香。嗯，确实是棵美丽的玫瑰树，在人们的赞美声中，老先生自豪地说，而且他很乐意为这位女士讲述玫瑰树的故事。当大家坐在那儿喝着老人提供的葡萄酒时，老伯爵忘了自己年事已高，向大家娓娓道起当年的爱情故事，就好像他们早已听说过似的。
The lady lived across the valley there beyond that hill. I was a young man then, for it was many years ago. I used to ride over to see her. It was a long way, but I rode fast. For young men, as no doubt the Signora knows, are impatient. But the lady was not kind. She would keep me waiting, oh, for hours. And one day when I had waited very long, I grew very angry.And as I walked up and down in the garden where she had told me she would see me, I broke one of her roses, broke a branch from it. And when I saw what I had done, I hid it inside my coat. So, and when I came home, I planted it. And the Signora sees how it has grown. If the Signora admires it, I must give her a cutting to plant also in her garden. I am told the English have beautiful gardens that are green.And not burned with the sun like ours.
多年以前，当我还是个年轻人时，那位小姐住在那座山背后的山谷对面。我常骑马去与她约会。虽然路很长，但年轻人性子急，这位女士无疑是知道的，所以我骑得很快。但那位小姐很不友善，总是让我等啊等。一等就是几个小时吧。一天，酒后不来之后，我勃然大怒，在我们约会的那个花园里不停地踱步，借着怒火砍了他的一棵玫瑰树，把上面的一根树枝折走了。清醒之后，我立马将它藏进外套。事情就是这样。回家之后，我把它种到花园里。它现在的情形这位女士已经看到了，当然这位女士要是喜欢的话，我愿意送根插条给她，种在她家的花园里。听说英国人的花园很漂亮，到处绿油油的，不像我们的园子都被太阳烤焦了。
Next day, when their mended carriage had come up to fetch them, and they were just starting to drive away from the inn, The county's old servant appeared with the rose cutting neatly wrapped up, and the compliments and wishes for a buon viaggio from her master. The town collected to see them depart, and the children heard a rush of feet behind them for a few moments, but soon they were far down towards the valley. The little town, with all its noise and life, was high above them on its mountain peak.
翌日，马车已经修好，上山来接他们。正要乘车离开小酒店时，伯爵的老仆人来了，送了他们一根包扎好的玫瑰插条，并转达了老伯爵的问候与祝词，祝他们旅途愉快。全城人都出来目送他们离去，孩童们追随马车一直到小城门外，开始还能听到身后阵阵的脚步声，但不久马车就驶入山谷，喧闹的小城依然在他们上面高高立于山巅。
She had planted the rose at home, where it had grown and flourished in a wonderful manner. And every June, the great mass of leaves and shoots still broke out into a passionate splendor of scent and crimson color, as if in its root and fibers there still burned the anger and thwarted desire of that Italian lover. Of course, the old Conte must have died many years ago.She had forgotten his name, and had even forgotten the name of the mountain city that she had stayed in, after first seeing it twinkling at dawn in the sky, like a nest of stars.
他将玫瑰插条种在家里，长势十分良好，枝繁叶茂。每年的六月，枝繁叶茂的玫瑰树都会开出深红的花，花香四溢，就好像他的根须中依然燃烧着那个意大利爱人的愤怒和爱情中没有实现的渴望。当然，老伯爵已经辞世多年，他也忘记了老伯爵的名字，连曾经住过的小城名字也遗忘了，只记得初见时，他犹如满天的繁星，在黎明的薄暮中熠熠生光。
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。